You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
As if there wasn't enough going on this weekend, football, Commanders, Eagles tomorrow, college football playoffs, full slate of week 16, last second Christmas shopping. Apparently a boxing match going on, B. Mitch, this weekend. Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua. And it is not expected to be a close fight because Jake Paul is a plus 650 underdog. But, of course, he's got the big social media following. This guy, Anthony Joshua, looks like a real killer.
Yeah, but, you know, Paul, the Paul brothers always win stuff because I think it's written in their contract. That's my belief.
Okay, you think this could be a rigged boxing match?
I think all of them are rigged.
Wow! With
anything that they do is rigged, I think.
Interesting. According to the New York Post sports department, if Paul upsets Anthony Joshua, it would be a nearly $100 million loss for the sports books. I have lost the scent of the trail when it comes to boxing at the professional level.
Hold on, can we cut this right here? That is not professional.
That's not boxing.
That is exhibition entertainment. That is, as a true boxing fan that watches the sport, that is not boxing.
Is there a belt at stake in this?
No.
Okay, so there is no
belt.
The
only thing at stake is him making more money.
Is it sanctioned by the WBA, WBC, IBF?
They don't pay attention to this. No.
Okay, so this is
garbage.
This is a carnival game.
Yes. This is garbage.
But they're doing it for money.
Yeah, because
people gonna watch.
It keeps pushing Paul.
Okay.
And Paul probably paying him.
I'm telling you, if Anthony.
How are they the same weight class?
If Anthony Joshua lose. He will. I don't think he will ever get a fight in boxing again.
But if he lose, it's what he gonna get paid. That's what the whole thing about is getting his money.
I feel as though as a boxer, that is selling your soul.
Okay, well, who are the legit
guys? They trying to make money.
Who are the legit guys that are being sanctioned by the governing bodies going for actual belts and titles? Who is there now that's a star boxer?
Oh well, you have Lamont Roach Jr. Never from the area. You still have
Tank.
Javante Tank Davis.
Okay.
You have, well, Terrence Crawford.
Crawford would kill him.
Terrence Crawford.
But you don't have a Pacquiao. You don't have a Mayweather. You don't have.
No, you got.
Well, that was Terrence Crawford.
Terrence Crawford is that level. Biggest,
yeah.
Well, you say that level. I'm talking about guys that can open a pay-per-view for a massive amount of money.
Oh, that's anytime Javante Tank Davis fights.
Yeah.
Okay. Anytime he fights, it's going up.
Well, then I guess I just need to get back into the boxing game, follow it more.
Yep.
Are you into the MMA game?
I'll watch it, but I don't follow it.
That's so funny. How about you, B-Man?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
That's okay. Real fighting. Yeah. A lot of boxing stuff is so fake to me, it's ridiculous.
The thing about MMA, which I think is cool, is that because you've got, what, three disciplines rolled up into one, and certain guys are stronger in one versus the other, you never quite know how a MMA match is going to go, because depending on the first 4 minutes or 2 minutes, mm-hmm. if a guy gets a guy down and now he's better at the old grappling stuff, gets him in a figure four, good night now.
Yeah.
But as long as he stays on his feet, he's better at the punch and then the kick, and then the other guy could be at a huge disadvantage. There's more volatility, I think, to MMA than boxing.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe, it's not rigged.
You
maybe
can be
it's
kicked. Not rigged. All right. Ask B. Mitch Anything, 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collins & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo look today.
While the phones are loading up, can I rat-a-tat-tat you with a series of quickies?
Yeah.
To sort of prime the pump, if you will?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go ahead and do this quick. Here we go. Should the Steelers run it back with Rodgers in 2026?
No.
Okay. Did Aaron Glenn throw his D coordinator Steve Wilks under the bus like a coward?
I think that he was told he had to get rid of one of them.
Who's the best new coach in the league? Ben Johnson with the Bears, Vrabel with the Patriots, or Liam Cohen with the Jags?
Vrabel all the way around.
Does Al Michaels annoy you as much as he does me?
Nah.
Okay. What's worse?
I expect the 81-year-old man to forget stuff.
What's worse, the ad creep on the red zone or the uniform creep on throwbacks? Meaning, do you watch Red Zone? They're adding more ads.
I don't watch Red Zone because I'm always at the games.
And you're not a uniform guy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, what is one pain in the ass gripe that probably only bothers you in the NFL? For me, it's the Amazon Prime theme song, which I think is a terrible football theme song. It's just very repetitive. Can't get out of my head.
Well, my gripe is
and
that
it's so dumb that it bothers me, but it does. Somebody else said they hate guys that put the third or junior or senior on their jersey plate.
But if because that's what they are.
No, but they're like adding it after they've already come into the league. Like Steve Smith added Steve Smith Senior later in his career.
Because he had a kid.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Yes, it does. Once you have a kid, you senior. If you have a kid that's named after you, that's your senior. You're the senior, he's a junior.
Okay, what one thing bothers you that you probably realize nobody else cares about this?
I don't know, but I have a problem with every time somebody get hit hard, the people start saying they need to be fine.
Yeah, it's a
totally legal hit.
Right.
I hate that.
Did the announcers last week sugarcoat just how awful Rivers was at quarterback?
No. He wasn't awful.
Yeah, well, he's throwing balloons out there.
He wasn't awful, man.
He was terrible. Well, watch him this week. He's going to get crushed this week. Should media members be embarrassed about being so high on the Raiders back in August? Wright was high on the Raiders. Yeah. Mita Kimes was high on the Raiders. Should that be embarrassing? Like, I fell for it.
Well, nah, media people are just like weathermen.
Okay.
They say stuff, and then later on, they don't ever say nothing about it. Like, to recant it, they just move on to the next thing.
Ask B. Mitch, how many years before the Chiefs are back in the playoffs? 0, 1, or 2?
I'll say no more than 2.
Whose career will last longer, Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart?
Jackson Dart might be laid up in the hospital somewhere.
Ask B. Mitch, have the Lions seen their window close?
Nah, I would say no.
Why doesn't Jordan Love tickle the media's gush button? Meaning, why is the media not as excited about Jordan Love as maybe his numbers would otherwise indicate? People are still kind of meh on him.
Well, I mean, he had...
Win something?
Look at the two he had before him.
Ah, good call.
Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't like personally, because I think he's a jackass.
Oh, he is, yeah.
All right, but he's not doing what they did. So you got to go win something before they give you love. That's my problem with a lot. That's one thing that gets on gets into my little ilk. Everybody want to always make somebody great before they ever do a damn thing.
Yeah,
everybody's the next one right now.
All right, ask B. Mitch. When Rodgers was asked, "Are you a cast off?" he said no without flinching after calling guys like Thielen a cast off and other guys, Gainwell, his running back, who he loves.
He's cast off.
That's what I said. I mean, you are literally, by definition, a cast off.
You're way more talented than all those other people. You are a cast off.
The Jets told you to leave.
They basically said, right. Listen, bro, go. We might pay you to go. But a guy with that much talent that people keep letting go, yeah, you're a cast off.
All right, ask B. Mitch, if you had to pick one man to plan or manage your retirement portfolio, would you pick Skip Bayless or Mike Francesa?
Neither one of them.
No, you have to pick one. You'd be broke at the end of it.
Nah, I'll fight both of them.
Is Todd Bowles a potty mouth at the podium the way he F-bombed and S-bombed his way through that Thursday nighter?
Nah, he was upset.
Okay.
Todd's a very calm and, you know, just nice guy.
All right. Ask B. Mitch, who needs a get-out-of-jail card more badly, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray or the Dolphins with Tua?
Well, I think the Dolphins, because that thing is, like, crazy. Like, $90 million or something to get out of that.
Okay.
I think he's $59 million guaranteed next year.
Okay. All right, last one, ask B. Mitch. Boobies or bottoms?
Both.
Can't stump you. I cannot stump you. All right, I don't have the phone screener up in front of me. I don't know what that lives on. Where should I go, boys, to start taking them calls? Why don't you punch up a call right away, and then we'll go ahead and work on it. Who do we got here? Hi, you're on the fan with B. Mitch. Jew!
What's going on? It's Steve. B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
Ain't much. Hey, look, I got a hypothetical for you, B. Mitch.
All right.
You only have one or the other. It's going to be on offense and defense. Offense, would you rather have a Brock Bowers-type tight end or Jonathan Taylor-type running back? And on defense, would you rather have a Patrick Surtain-type cornerback or a Kyle Hamilton type safety?
I can give you one on offense, one on defense.
Oh, sorry, I dropped him because I thought you had the answer. You got to go with your best.
Give me the Brock Bowers because I think that tight end is what's bigger in the league today, and I think if we got a Brock Bowers, you can have success with the running backs we have right here. And then I'll take a pass Surtain type cornerback over a safety any day. They're more impactful.
All right, that's a good question there. Drew in Graysonville, you're next up. Ask B. Mitch.
What up, Drew?
Hey, B. Hey, I got an important question for you, B, but before I ask it, you know, Zabe, nice to have you on the show, but this in Alabama, that's non-acceptable. So
I didn't diss him. I just said that you guys have not looked right for a month.
They're going to win tonight and make a run. So
roll damn tide, then.
Roll Tide. And then, but B, I got an important question for you. Next week, on Thursday, we play Dallas, and that means tequila at the tailgate. And so, my two-part question. One, you like Reposado or Añejo, and which is your favorite tequila?
I like Reposado. And I haven't found my favorite tequila just yet.
He's working on it.
Why do you like Reposado better than Añejo?
I like the little cinnamon taste to the Reposados.
Okay. Well, we'll be doing some Reposado.
But I've had Añejo as well. Añejos are cool, too. The Añejo kind of have more of a bourbon taste to me. A little bit like a bourbon to me.
You don't like the George Clooney tequila?
What's that?
Casamigos?
I've had it, but I just found out. Casamigos... And another one, I'm not, well.
You're not into
they not are
into
not
celebrity
100% pure, as they say.
Not into celebrity douchebag tequila. Yeah. I mean, look, it's great marketing.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, most liqueur is all marketing. I mean, there's some differences in the quality, but still. Let's go to.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Toothpick in Fort Worth. You are next up. What's up, Toothpick?
What's good, Jay? Hey, you took all of my Beach Athlete Venus questions for the next month and a half, so I had to come up with one on the fly. So B, if you was in the league today, what would your celebration be, and which one of your family members would be your coordinator for your celebration?
I don't need nobody to celebrate. I never had a thing I did every time. It's whatever hits me. Sometimes I may celebrate. Sometimes I might not.
I mean, you cannot throw the ball back to the ref. You cannot, I'm like Barry Sanders, man. You got to give me something. Like, you're going to battle with.
Sometimes I threw it to him. Somebody just decided to dive from the 2-yard line. I mean, different things. Like, if somebody been talking trash, I'm going to find that person to talk trash back to him. Yeah. If the fan been saying something, I'm going to look for the fan, their coach, whatever.
And in today's NFL, your kicker's going to be kicking a 40-yard field goal for the extra point when you do that. The coach will be chewing your ass out. All right, thanks for the call, Toothpick. To me, there's only
three. They let them celebrate these days.
There's only three end zone celebrations that really are needed. The crucial three. You ready?
What's that?
One is just the simple nuclear spike or Gronk spike, meaning as hard as you can with the broad side of the football for maximum rebound height. That's number one. Number two would be firing the football into the stands.
That gets you fine.
It does. For the cost of the football, right? No, $75.
They ain't fine you more than the cost of the football because of the liability.
Okay.
Suppose somebody get hurt.
And then the third one is you spin the ball and then you do the cabbage patch like that. Not the Puka Nacua one he got in trouble for, yeah, the rubbing the hands.
The cabbage patch.
To me, the tight spin of the football, and when you can do it by this motion instead of this, and nobody can see that because we're on the radio. That's the level of an advanced guy.
So, which spin you say?
So, in other words, don't spin it with your wrist. Don't hold the end of it. That's the easier way. It's when you pull it like a lawnmower.
How about you spin it from the fat part, the complete fat part, and make it stand up?
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Some revolutions going on that one.
I show Jeff how to get it done.
Let's go to Andy in Sterling. You are next up. What up, Andy? Mitch.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy holidays to the both of you.
Same to you, man.
Thank you, man. Before I ask B. Mitch my question, Zabe, I really enjoy hearing your voice on the radio again. I wish somehow they would find a permanent spot for you on JFK. I always enjoyed your smart-ass take on everything when you were on the other station.
Well, thank you
very
much.
I'm glad to see you're back on the radio.
2 a.m. to 3 a.m. is being talked about, so there
well,
you
that's go. Great, man. Good to have you back.
All right.
Now, B-Mitch, I got a couple of questions. There were a couple of losses this season when the Commanders at the end found some way to lose. And after the game, I really wanted to put a brick through my television set.
Don't do that.
And what bothers me, though, is the way the players after the game seem to be hugging and swapping stories and maybe exchanging jerseys. I realize it's a brotherhood, and you've always talked about, you know, fellow players being a part of a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? I mean, I think most Commanders fans are ready to cuss, ready to throw things, and these guys are being all familiar-like, and but what's your take on that?
You sound like you're like my age or older. That's the way we were brought up. We lose, we don't have no time for you. I don't want your jersey or nothing. In this day and age, even the fans, they are they're jersey swapping type people. You know, the younger generation, that's what they do. Win, lose, or draw, they want to collect something. And if they can get, let's say I'm playing against a team and, hell, I can get Pat Mahomes' jersey. If he wants mine, he can have mine. I get it. That's how people think today. I never felt like that. You know, the game is over, it's over. You know, and I'm pissed that we lost. You know, I'm just like Gary Clark. Gary Clark, we lost. He was MFing everybody. his own teammates, everybody. But today, they're not like that. They have a different mindset. Every once in a while, you find some guys that still have that old school mindset. But the majority of players today, it's all about celebration.
You ever hear about Ravens rookie Roger Rosengarten? Roger Rosengarten once asked Brown star Myles Garrett for his jersey. And this was on Hard Knocks. Rosengarten approached Garrett during a game and said, look, I know I'm a nobody, but if I could get that jersey afterwards. Garrett's response was really classy. He said, look, put his arm around me. He goes, hey, you're in the league. Y'all are winning games. You're looking great. You ain't never a nobody. Garrett ended up fulfilling the request, and Rosengarten later received the signed jersey, which was presented to him in the locker room by his teammate. I mean, that's pretty cool right there, that a stud like Myles Garrett looks at a scrub like Rosengarten and says, you're in the league. You're not a nobody, and gives him a jersey.
Yeah, but how long did Rosengarten stay in the league?
He might be out by now.
Yeah, because like my whole thing went, once
I think he sold me some whole life last week.
Once you get to the league, your mindset has to be, I'm one of them.
Don't act that way.
Yeah.
Don't say, hey, I'm a nobody. You shouldn't think that.
Hell no. When I got here, with all those names I had on the team, actually, anybody that played, I walked in there, they were like, damn, this dude act like he'd been in the league already 10 years. I'm not walking in here like bowing down. I'm going to respect you, but I'm not going to bow down to nobody.
No, that's probably the right attitude to have. I do think the jersey swap is fine. It's when your body language is out of phase with the moment. This is part of why Tua got benched. He was laughing with Jalen Ramsey. And again, the former teammates, I get it.
Yeah.
But after they got their ass whooped on Thursday night and he's laughing it up, or was it Monday night, I guess, they're like, this is terrible look from your quarterback. Do that in private. Or call him on the phone and laugh. You guys looked like ass and got run out of the building. Not good. Let's go to Charlie. You were next up. Ask B. Mitch. Hello, Charlie. What do you got?
Good afternoon. Zoli, it's great to hear you back on the air again.
Thank you, sir.
B. Mitch.
What's up, man?
How does Washington win the game tomorrow night?
They got to run the football, and they got to damn sure stop the run, because if you allow the Eagles to run, then they will be doing play action off of it, and that's a problem.
Plus two turnovers as well. That's a must.
Hey, well, I'd run the ball, no doubt. I think they need to put heat. They haven't had a pass rush much all season. I think Jalen Hurts, when you pressure him, is not ordinary, but he's almost ordinary. Make him beat you and run the football. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right, thanks for the call there. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We got Larry on the line, Tony on the line, Bryce on the line. If you're right now on hold, stay there. We'll get to the end of this on the other side. If you want to ask Brian a question, you can ask him anything. Anything they say here. Have you really talked to your lawyers about the wisdom of answering anything?
They can ask anything they want. They may not get the answer.
Right. You might say we're on to Cincinnati. B. Mitch and Finley here on the Fan. Zabe sitting in.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.